All right, fans, we are ready to go. Josh, national anthem for those of you at home. Please rise, fans. Check.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, our new AD, Terry Toomey. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event, as the Penguin women welcome in the Pioneers from PUC.
6 o'clock tip-off tonight, Josh, the 18th of November, 09, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Have the starting lineups for you in just a moment. Just want to remind you, fans, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Both teams are out on the floor. This is a non-conference affair, but it does count, Josh. It does count on the overall number. And pretty excited to be here, fans. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday, December 1st, of women's basketball, when the Hawks from Holy Names are in the house. But tonight, it's Penguins and Pioneers, Josh. Pretty stoked.
No doubt about it, Stu. Tonight is going to be an interesting matchup for our Lady Penguins. Both teams are 0-1 so far in conference. They want to change that. The Lady Penguins did come off a loss versus Cal Pomona on Monday night. Tonight, they're trying to redeem themselves. So they're 0-1, but they bring a lot of great players into this game. And by great players, I'm talking about none other then Michaela Baskerville, Alicia Flatten, don't forget the true freshman Melissa Wise, Raquel Gomes, Taki Takoy, Shauna Bryant, Tammy Bronner, all the great, great athletes we have here at Dominican University ready to come here and deliver a win, the first win of their Pac West campaign. It's the dawn of a new era here on radio.dominican.edu, and we are bringing it to you live on the best radio station this side of Earth. That is radio.dominican.edu, where our team is the communications department, and our head coach is Melba Beals. So we'll be coming live at you with this great game action in about 20 seconds. Stuart Horn, as you heard before, the voice of the Penguins, will be getting on with me right about now. So, Stu, how's it going?
Okay, Josh, I'm pretty excited. Fans, as I mentioned, the Pioneers are here, and the Penguins, of course, are here after that. Well, that was a tough loss to the Broncos from Cal Poly Pomona a couple nights ago. Penguin men had a good showing over at USF. While they didn't win, they were not expected to win, not expected even to come close to winning. And at the end of the first half, the Penguins are right there. And they had a fantastic showing for those of you who read up on the article in the IJ. Speaking of the IJ is one of the proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Pick up your copy today. Daily copy is only 50 cents. Josh is reading his right now. Ready for the lineups now, the starting lineups for both squads. For Pacific Union, they are 0-1, and the DUs are 0-1. I don't think Pacific Union has not played a conference game either. Pacific Union plays out of the CalPAC Conference in the NAIA. The Penguins play in Division II, NC2A. For the Pioneers, Josh, under head coach George Barcenas, Josh. Assisted by Jordan Kurgan and Doug Wilson, he's sending out. Number three is Carla Bartlett, a 5'4" sophomore. She's out of Banning, California. That's your hometown, isn't it, Josh? Come on, man. Hit the mic.
It's almost near there, Stu.
Very good. Number 20 is Julie Ford, the 5'4 sophomore out of SACTO. Kay Tongonen, the 5'5 sophomore, wears number 24. She's also out of Sacramento. Not too far away from there, from Elk Grove, is a 5'9 junior. Vanessa Felder, and Felder wears number 31. Number 33 is Laura Canders, a 5'7 sophomore. For the Mighty Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Coach Chambers is assisted this year by Eric Nelson. Chambers is sending out number 12, Tammy Bronner, the 5'6 freshman out of Oakland. Number 14 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10 freshman out of Novato. Number 20 is team captain Alicia Flatten. She'll be at the point tonight, Josh, a 5'6 senior. Flatten is out of Hayward. Michaela Baskerville, a 5'6 senior out of 24. Another team captain, she's out of Alameda. And rounding out the squad is junior at 5'10, Raquel Gomes, number 32, out of Santa Rosa. Penguin cheerleaders are in the house under their coach, Gigi Gillert. We have our head trainer in the house, that's Jesse Mazza. Brandon Davis is in the house, our SID for tonight's event. He's over there making sure the scoring table and the clock and everything working properly. We do have the new shot clocks in place. The backboard's lighting up at the end of possession, Josh, and we are ready to go. Game two of the 09-2010 basketball campaign. Lady Penguins on the court, in the middle for the Mighty Penguins. Is number 14, Melissa Wise. She's going up against the 5'9 junior, Vanessa Felder. Felder and Wise in the middle. Ready for the tip-off now. Wise gave us a little shout-out there, Josh. She gave us a little five up. Devin Weber in the house as well, although I'm not sure what she's doing. I'm not sure if she's working tonight. Wise tips it out. We're underway, fans. The Penguins occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center, attacking the southern hoop. Pioneers attacking the northern hoop. Long three ball goes off left side. Tongonen, no, it's short. Penguins down with the rebound. Bronner comes up with it. Heaves it across the court. Three ball on the way, Flatten. Opens the game, no, horseshoe. Felder comes down with the rebound. 30 seconds into it, no score. Good juke and jive by Canders. She goes down low to Felder's good. Felder nails a deuce, Josh, from 3 feet. Nice layup. Penguins in quick transition. Man, oh man, Baskerville now. Got the three ponytails, takes it down to the other end in quick transition. She throws it away immediately. Picked up by Julie Ford, the 5'4 sophomore out of Sacramento. Over to the right side now is Tongonen, who missed the opening two ball. Now at the top of the point, Penguins are already demanding defense. Bartlett walks with it. Penguin ball on the unforced error, Josh.
No doubt about it, Stu. What the Penguins need to do in this game is stay on top of things defensively and be able to capitalize on the other team's mistakes. This PUC team is not supposed to be as strong as DU tonight, so if Dominican executes all their strategy to their full potential, I can see them coming out on top, Stu.
Penguins on offense, no score for the Penguins yet. Oh, Bronner from way out on the right wing. She missed it deep, but it's taken down by Baskerville. Good rebound, left side. Raquel Gomes goes long two ball. Oh, brother, right back at her, Josh. Rebounded now by the Penguins, hauled in by Canders. She flips it baseline, left side, bringing it the length of the court. Up from the left side is Julie Ford. Left-handed layup, Josh, and she gets a whistle. Nope. Ford goes in and scores the two for the Pioneers. It's 4-0. She'll get a chance to score one more now.
Oh, God. Alicia Flatten, I believe, was there on that foul, Stu. It was kind of close there. Didn't see her really put her hands on her, but they'll go ahead and give the benefit of the doubt to PUC.
There's a lane violation on Baskerville, but it didn't matter. The bucket went. Baskerville fell in before the shot was let go of. Oh, and almost into the front row. Pioneers tipped it out. Front row of the grandstands almost got nailed there, Josh, on the loose ball after the freebie went. 5-0, Pioneers. Pioneers were 0 for in conference last year, Josh. And right now they are leading this one by a lot. 5-0. Here's Gomes, head fake. Gomes heaves it out. Wise thinking three ball. Fakes left, goes right. Back over to Flatten. Stolen away again by Julie Ford. That's two steals. Ford takes it the distance. Ford now with a walk. Two plays in a row, the Pioneers with the big shuffle step, Josh, and giving it back to the DUs. Two plays in a row, stealing it away from the Penguins. 5-0, fans. Klarmenko's entered the game with Taki Takoy. Also, Kimi Nakamura. And Shauna Bryant. in there with Berlinski. Five new for the Penguins. You don't see that too often, Josh. But Chambers just put five new ones on the court. Now here's a turnaround jumper by Carla Bartlett. Taken down by Claire Manco. 18 minutes to go. Penguins 0. Pioneers 5. Here's Berlinski. Nice shuttle pass over to Taki. Deep. Air ball. Bryant pulls it down. Berlinski. No, nice play. Boy, that Berlinski's got some moves throwing the ball around. Klermenko, fadeaway jumper, in and out, Josh. I don't know if there's saran wrap on top of that bucket. The Penguins have gotten it in there, and it's been about four horseshoes in a row.
Nothing seems to drop for the Penguins yet, Stu. They need to be able to get those shots to drop and not let PUC pull away with an early lead.
Ford now throws it into Nakamura. It hits her in the left shoulder and goes into the Penguin cheerleaders. Chili the Penguin picks it up and throws the ball back into play. 5-0. Pioneers. No scoring in the last 62 seconds, Josh. 17:28 to go, fans. They're looking for a reset on the shot clock. It's flashing 19. Maybe there's no reset. No, there is no reset. It remains a Pioneer ball. Inbounds all the way back between the circles to Ford. Ford at 5'4", plays about 7'4" so far, Josh. She's just mixing it up, something crazy. And Berlinski with a steal now at midcourt. Right side, Taki drives it in right side to Koi for two. 5-2. Penguins finally get on the board, Josh. Here they come. Pioneers throw it away. DU ball. Pioneers brought it up. They completely missed the play. Julie Ford intended to hit Kay Tangonin. Tangonin shuttled off to her left side, Josh, and the ball went out off of her right. 5-2. Penguins trail. For the Pioneers, Gabby Alvero has entered the game in place of Ford. And actually, with as much damage as Ford has done to the Penguins, Josh, so far in this one, DU's like to see Ford go take a breather. Penguins trail by three. Down low, Klermenko. Good pass, Nakamura. Shelley, 2. 5-4 on the 180 jumpers. Klermenko buckled nicely there, Josh. Got good hops. And when that lady gets going, Klermenko's as good as they come. Just so smooth. And that was a good example. She just spun in the paint, absolutely filled it up, had her way with all the Pioneers down low, and canned the deuce like there was no one there. Left side, no-look pass out there to Tangonin. On the way, 2, missed it deep. Great play. Boy, oh boy. Pioneers had numbers way out there on the left side, Josh, and found the open man. And now Nakamura with the rebound, gets the whistle, gets the bucket. Nakamura. 6'5 Penguins, and it may be 7 if Nakamura can knock it down. Claudia Balderas, a 6-foot senior out of Sacramento, gets ready to come in for the Pioneers, as well as Jaleesa Angelage.
Stu, how about the play from Nakamura? I mean, she is a true freshman coming here, as I like to call him, the true freshman who get a lot of minutes this season. A lot to handle if you think about it. Going into the NCAA, you're facing a lot of tough competition. The level from high school to college just changes so rapidly, but she's handling it pretty well. She's played great for these Penguins.
Miss the freebie, 6'5". As Josh likes to say, the true freshman. Nakamura. Balderas now just stands at the top of the key. She's the biggest player on the floor by a mile, Josh. Towering over Claire Manco. Balderas gets fouled as she just stood there, spun around on the pivot foot around and around. All the D's slapping at her, trying to get something going. And she just played with it until she was fouled. Now on the inbounds, it's a turnover from right under the hoop. Carla Bartlett tried to throw it in. Nobody gives it to me. I don't know, Josh. Somehow the Penguins got it back. Bryant gets it to bring it in. She has 5 seconds, and she does. Okay, the foul was called against Balderas. So she picked up the foul. They got him the ball. Then she caused the foul on the inbounds. And Taki Takoi from the right side buries a deuce. 8-5 Penguins. Penguins back on defense now after Taki's big one. Lara Canders brings it up the right side of the timeline and is pushed into the Penguin bench. Media timeout, Josh. And that's you. And that gives us an opportunity to play one of our new IDs. How about this one? Crank it up.
Hi fans, this is head coach Brett Tavani, and I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
That's right, fans. The official radio station at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's edition of Penguin Basketball. NC2A Penguin Basketball, I might add, on radio.dominican.edu. And Josh, where are we broadcasting? From where to where are we broadcasting, sir?
From San Fran to Japan.
That's right.
From the Yukon to the Euphrates.
So I've heard.
And from Mumbai to Dubai.
Wow.
Got them all.
And?
And we are the best sportscasters this side of Earth.
And?
And
broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond.
And beyond.
Not
far,
to mention,
far beyond.
Not to mention broadcasting with respect to our ships at sea via satellite on the Penguin Radio Network. 85 Penguins, 1545. Kind of like that Mumbai to Dubai one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a new one.
It's a new one.
That's working for this
season. How long did it take you to come up with that one? Because that one takes some thought.
We've been on the air 10 years, so I'd say 9.5.
There's not too many countries and cities, you know, that rhyme, so you got to...
Well, I guess we got to think about it. Oh, man, bringing it up now on the left edge. Kanders knocks little Nakamura out of line right into the Penguin bench. Ooh, and that's a foul called against Kanders. That's her first personal. The third team foul. And the referees want a reset on the shot clock. And they're going to get it eventually, I bet. There they go. There's the whistle. They have cleared the way to bring the ball inbounds. Berlinski has it way in the backcourt. Just one defender. That's Gabby Alvaro. She heaves it up to the front. Taki's got it. Baseball style. Shauna thinking about it. Off ball on Klermanko. I think it was called on Klermanko. Huh? Three in the key, so it says Brandon Davis. 15.5 to go, fans. Unforced error there. And now, speaking of unforced error, Josh, the Pioneers chuck it into the Penguin bench. That went right into the hands of Emily Dunn sitting there. They might see Dunn for a few minutes later in this one. 15.5 to go. 8-5, Penguin. Taki thinking three, left side. Takoy, Takoy ran right around her guy. Had the easy look. Left side 6 feet. No. Short, Josh. Taken down on the rebound by Jalisa Engelag. And I'm trying to get that right. Engelag? E-N-G-E-L-A-G-E. Engelag? Trying my best. 8-5, fans. Ball back in play. Clock rolls. 15 minutes exactly to go in the first half. And the Penguins are going to bring in five more. And here they come. Dunn, Flatten, Janish Wise, and Stephanie Carnes. Carnes out of Fremont at 5'1", freshman. Wise started the game. She's a 5'10", freshman. Bring info on Janish here in a second. Pioneers have it on the short end, Josh, and they bring it in between the circles. Over to the left now. They're working it. Gabby Alvaro's got it. She goes top of the key. Now back over to Alvaro on the right side. Oh, Alvaro up against Janish. She has nowhere to go with it. Janish plays a massive defense. Keeps her from going indoors. Down low. Drifter. No, Josh. From the right side, Devin Tinney, the 5'9 sophomore out of Orlando, Florida, with the 180 spinner. Intended for Dunn from Janish. Too far. Overshot Dunn. Tinney picks it up. Tinney with the black hose all the way up. Josh, and then the knee pads. Or they might be knee braces. I think they are knee braces. Both knees on Tinney. Here's a jumper. Right side back up from Ford, who's re-entered. Ford buries it. 8-7 DU. Carnes now finds Flatten. Now Janish zigzag. Right side over to Dunn. Nobody around her. Dunn easily. Left side, Josh. Dunn. Not only did the Penguins have numbers there, it was 2-0. There were no Pioneers on the defensive right under the bucket. Dunn just walked right in there. She had all day to look at it. And took advantage of the long look. Ford now right side. Penguins up 10-7. And the walk on Devin Tinney. Tinney had it, Josh, and then dragged her. No, she stepped out of bounds, according to Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis doing the overhead tonight, and he hit us up with that one. I thought she dragged the pivot foot, Josh, but in fact she stepped just out of beyond the line and gave the ball back to the DUs. Here comes Carnes. Carnes now backs up, calls out the play. Carnes drives. Oh, intended for Dunn. She found Dunn on the circles. Dunn now. I'm not sure what happened. Dunn had it all alone. Over her back was Vanessa Felder. Backcourt foul called against the Penguins. And they give it back. So it's been back and forth with the fouls. Three team fouls. committed by both squads, 10-7 Penguins, 13:40 to go as the clock rolls. Here come the Pioneers. Up the right side is Alvera. She's got Carnes on her. Oh, Carnes playing some big-time defense. Oh, man, I'm loving that D out of Carnes, Josh. Now here's a turnaround jumper by Tinney. Tinney from the right edge. Too deep whistle before the ball went back up. And the foul on the way up was on Felder. Wraparound hold, Josh. And they're going to send Laura Canders back in there in place of Jaleesa Engelage. 13.5 to go, fans. Here's Felder on the up and in. Oh, she missed it deep, Josh. Wildly open was she. Just wide open. I suppose it was wild, too, but I meant wide. Here's Carnes thinking three ball on the way. Carnes, oh, a little short. Wanted to see her can that one, Josh. The 5'1" freshman out of Fremont. Had a good look at it. Good jump on it. She was out there at 21 feet. Couldn't get it to go, though. Penguins do get it, though, after it's tipped out. Flatten thinking three ball left wing. Flatten goes between the legs right side, Janish. Janish has got it out there, and she's too far. Here's Wise. Fakes left. Wise then goes right. She does that quite a bit. Here's Flatten. Oh, Flatten with a good foot fake. Flatten goes down low to Wise. It goes out of bounds. They're going to give it back to the Pioneers. I don't know why the Penguins, Wise, pulled the hands up. It was clearly out off of her. She's pulling the hands up as if to say, I don't want to touch it. Somehow the Pioneers get it in. I don't know how they did that, Josh. Penguins had so many in the backcourt. Julie Ford brings it up left side. She gets it over to Tinney now. Tinney goes back to the top of the key. Alvero drives in left side. She's got Carnes on her. Blastered to her. All over. In her mug. Ford got it down low. Now she works her way back to left elbow. Ford drives the paint. Right side, Carnes and Flatten. Squish Ford right on that left elbow. And a whistle. Foul is called against Alicia Flatten. Flatten picks up her second, Josh. And the Penguins still lead by three. 10-7, 12:36 to go. Re-entering Carla Bartlett, out Alvero. Here comes Baskerville in place of Flatten. Don't want to have Flatten getting too much foul trouble so early in the game. Coach is going to need her going down the stretch there, Josh. On the short end, inbounds Baskerville. It hits her in the hip and pops out toward Chili the Penguin, who's standing in the end zone. Chili the Penguin is beyond the end line, I'm happy to report. Chili the Penguin is not in the area of play. Uh-oh. Inbounds, somehow they faked it. Felder, deep, air ball. Ooh, that's two of those, Josh. From the same spot on the right side, Felder manages to get open, manages a clean shot, but then I think she gets too excited. She throws it away. 12:23 to go. The clock rolls. Wise heaves it to the top. Janish, left side now. Baskerville thinking three. Oh, Baskerville got up, beat him all on the way, too much. Back down, Wise with the rebound. Wise back up, and it falls, Josh.
Great, great shot by Melissa Wise, another true freshman here, Stu. I love the aggressiveness the Penguins are starting to show on the offensive end, but they got to pick up quicker on the defensive side of the ball, getting on their defense assignments and staying ahead of the Pioneers.
Felder's got it at the top of the key. Just beyond the free throw line. They kick it out right side, Canders. Canders goes three ball, missed it, tipped out now by Janish. Janish after the rebound. Carnes brings it up left side. She pushes. Janish goes up. Oh, Carnes led her a little too much. Janish manages to hold on to the ball, and now a whistle, and they turn it over to the Pioneers. 11:41 to go in the first half. Halftime extravaganza coming up with my partner, Jet Jackson. All the stats, all the numbers that matter at halftime as we have a timeout with 11:41 to go, Josh. How about I hit you up with one of our world-famous promos from one of our world-famous celebrities right here at DU. Ready, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is DU head athletic trainer Jesse Mazza, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, thank you very much, Jesse. 12-7, DU on top. Not dominating. Not a lot of scoring in this one, as the place is starting to fill up pretty nicely. Wednesday night basketball for you. One game only tonight. 11:41. Penguins 0-1 on their season so far. No conference games for the Penguins yet. Now, this team of Pioneers, Josh, used to play in the Penguins Conference and the CalPAC Conference. Of course, the Penguins moved up NC2A PAC West Conference. But now it's the Pioneers who play out of the CalPAC Conference.
Yeah, they did, Stu. And you got to mention that the PacWest, I mean, it's such a great thing to have your conference affiliation going into the NCAA. As you know, we're in year two of eligibility, which is great for DU. A lot of schools don't make it past the first year, but our conference affiliation is one of the most important parts, and we are definitely glad to be here, a part of the PacWest Conference, which is, you know, they say it's one of the most beautiful conferences in Division II basketball, or in Division II sports, period. Teams get to go to Hawaii, get to play squads like Chaminade and such, so it's a lot of great, great competition, a lot of great, great places to play here in the PacWest.
Inbounds on the long end now. We're back underway, fans. Bartlett's got it for the Pioneer. She flips it off to Alvaro, who's re-entered over to the right. Alvaro's got it. She's got Carnes. Carnes, it's like Carnes is panted to her. No wonder Carnes is out there. Carnes is so good on the defense. Yeah, and there's a walk called against Vanessa Felder, the 5'9 junior out of Elk Grove. Felder gets the whistle. And the Penguins were just playing her too hard. Penguin cheerleader 7 strong tonight. Penguins bring it in on the long side. Janish has got it. She gets it over to Wise. Wise now heaves it up to Dunn. Dunn under the hoop. Baskerville all alone. Stolen away by Felder. Oh, man. That was not Wise. That was a very unwise play by Wise, who's usually pretty smart with the plays. Wise chucked it away when there was only one DU under the hoop. And now the throw to Wise under the hoop. Wise had the hand up calling for it, Josh. But between she and Janish were two Pioneers. And that was an ill-advised chuck. The DUs will bring in 5 different now. And we've got Gomes in the backcourt with Takoi. We've got Bronner re-entering in there with Nakamura and Bryant. For the Penguins, inbounds, long side, 12-7, 11 minutes exactly in the first half, fans. Pioneers bring it up, stutter step by 10, Gunner. She brings it up against Taki Takoi, almost steps back behind the line. She brings it up a third of the way up the forecourt. She gets it down low, now to Alvaro. Alvaro goes in for the shot, rebound. Raquel Gomes, left side, Taki Takoi takes it up herself, high off the glass, too much glass. Terrible that was a terrible layup by Takoi. But somehow it ends up back in the hands of Nakamura. I don't know how it happened. Bryant thinking 3. Over to the right side now. Bronner's going to slow it down. She's got it on the right wing. Thinking Taki. She goes down low. Baseline against. Taki's going up against Felder. That's too much. Too much defender. And now the Pioneers pick it up after the Penguins threw it away. 12-7 to use left side. Bringing it up slowly is Bartlett. Now she drives in left side, Josh. Too little off the glass. Oh, and here we go in quick transition. Here is Nakamura all alone left side. Kimmy for 2, 14-7.
That's one thing DU can do in this game. This PUC defense is not played real strong. They have to push the ball on the rebound and get it, be able to score in transition, Stu. That is the most important part right now. I think if DU is able to score in transition, they can go ahead by leaps and bounds in this game.
Left side now just heaving it up there is Bartlett. Bartlett with no possibility of scoring. It was 3-on-1. DU had the 3. In quick transition again, here's Taki. Too much glass. Takoi slid. She got the pass, Josh, but then she muffed it on the pickup. Slid the foot. And rightfully called on that one. 14-7 Penguins inside of 10. Pioneer ball. Back in there is Devin Tinney. And she's going to come in place of Laura Canders. Now Berlinski getting ready to re-enter, and she does so in place of Taki. Berlinski comes in with the white sterols on there, Josh, about a third up the way the calf. Berlinski wears 13. Clock rolls, 9:42. Pioneers bring it up. Bartlett again, right side, Tinney. She's got Shauna Bryan all over. She doesn't want to do anything with it. She flips it to the top of the key. Out there to Ford. Ford's been done the most damage to the Penguins so far. Flails it up to Jaleesa Engelage, who then gets it back off to Ford, who drops down low. Ford then throws it away promptly to Bronner. Bronner brings it up the left side. Bronner all alone. Bronner 3-on-1. Goes up from the left. Easy shot. Missed it. She just got right between all the players. Shauna Bryant jumps on the loose ball, Josh, and the Penguins wanted the timeout. Now one ref goes one way, Josh, one arm. The other ref goes the other way. So I don't know who's going to get it. Timeout has been called by the Pioneers, Josh, and I don't know whose ball it's going to be at the end because one ref was going one way and the other was going the other way. What'd you get out of that?
What I got out of that was looks like there's some confusion amongst the ranks between the referees, but we'll go ahead and let them have that. You know, the refs aren't perfect as well, Stu. They make their mistakes, but you know what? We don't beat them up too bad here on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, speak for yourself, pal.
But one thing I noticed, Stu, and I don't know if you've noticed this as well, in this game, the Penguins have had plenty of opportunities to get scores in transition. They've been able to get the rebound and push the tempo, but sometimes just not quite finishing. And we all know that a lot of times last season was our problem, not being able to finish the play, not finishing correctly and swiftly. I believe if DU can correct that, which they will, they can get out of here and jump ahead by a few more points. But this PUC team, they're going to have to step it up somehow defensively because the Penguins are having their way right now.
14-7 fans, clock rolls, 9:03 to go. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. Here we go. Raquel Gums is on the right elbow. She flips it outside to Kimmy. Berlinski now has it. Top of the key, backs up, back over to Rocky. She's got it on the right elbow. Oh, Raquel Gomes drives the paint. Carla Bartlett got in her way, and Gomes almost sent her flying. She dropped the left shoulder, and Gomes pounded into her. The foul is called against Bartlett. Bartlett picks up her second, jumping in the way of Raquel Gomes there. I called her Rocky, Josh. I've never done that, and I haven't asked her if that's okay. So I'm not just going to throw that out there.
You got to get approval for all your nicknames.
Well, for most of them.
For most of them.
Now, I don't know if Gomes and I are good. I mean, we're buddies and everything. But I've never called her Rocky, and I've never really heard anybody call her Rocky. So I don't want to just throw that out there.
We know it's Rock usually. That seems to be the nickname. She has it on a license plate and everything else.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll have to talk to her and see if we can go with the Rock. But for now, I'll just keep it at Raquel. Let's keep it respectful. Left side, Nakamura. She drives in after Gomes hits her. On the right edge, here's Berlinski, three ball on the way. Berlinski, nothing but swish. Oh, no, they call it two, Josh. She was so far out there, but I guess her toe was on the line. 16-7, the Penguins have managed to keep the Pioneers from scoring now for about 5 minutes or more. Here's Dunn and stripped out. Stripped away by Shauna Bryant. That wasn't Dunn, that was Ford. And Ford has done all the damage to the Penguins tonight. Not all of it, but she's been instrumental in it. 20 on the shot clock, 8:20 to go, fans. 16-7. Ford will bring it in. Penguins have got some massive defense going. Again, Alvaro gets it on the inbounds, and the Penguins get the ball. It went out of bounds off of Alvaro. No, check it. Ford will bring it in again. It was tipped out by the Penguins. Penguins playing some big-time D, though. They got 5 seconds to bring it in. They waste four. On the way, three ball. Engelage. No. Penguins down with it. Again, fast transition. Right side. Bronner up with it. Yes. And this one, she delicately softed in there, Josh. Just the way she practices it every single practice. Earlier, she tried one from the left side. And now the stutter step by Julie Ford caused another turnover on the short side for the Penguins, though. 18-7. 8 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins will have it. Nakamura to bring it in. She goes left side. She gets it to Bronner. Now to the top of the key, Berlinski. Penguins working the ball nicely. A lot of guys on the left side. Bringing it in is Gomes. Oh, man, Gomes had a good look, Josh, and just picked up too much glass. Just really high off the window. Gomes is going to hate it when she sees that one on tape. Flipped off now to Tinney. Tinney's got Shauna on her. One low bounce pass before on the right edge. Back over to Tinney right in front of the Penguin bench. Now she goes. Shauna's in her face. Shauna said no. Alvaro. Drives right side, back over to Ford, three ball on the way, jumper deep. Left side, Bryant down with it. Hands of Bronner, brings it up right side. Up to Bryant, leads her perfectly in front of Ford. Bryant all alone, oh no! Oh, Shauna Bryant with the perfect feed, couldn't handle it. Bronner now gets in the way of Lacey James, the 5'9 freshman out of Folsom. The ball comes off of James' hands, Josh, and goes into the Penguin cheerleaders.
Yep, goes right into the cheerleaders, Stu, and they will get yet another souvenir for the night to take home. But the Lady Penguins, we've seen them be able to get in the open court in transition, but that time a muff layup from Shauna Bryant, DU's going to have to work on finishing. You got to finish once you get to the basket. Go ahead and deliver the punch. I think that Dominican is still looking good in this game, Stu. They just have to be a little bit more efficient on the scoring in this game, be able to step up a little more and get those scores in transition. But other than that, I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Penguins.
How about a promo from our SID?
Hey, this is Brandon Davis, Sports Information Director at Dominican University of California, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey, this...
All right, fans, radio.dominican.edu, 18-7. Penguins, 7:17 to go in the first half. Don't forget, Josh will be here with the halftime extravaganza. But we've got another 7-17 in front of us. I wonder if the Penguin cheerleaders are going to do a routine tonight at halftime, Josh. I would think so.
You know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. We'll have to get that schedule for you, see when they're doing the routines. Because they're a very good squad this year. Very good.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They're apparently, they are trying to get, I don't know if you can call it a license or a, you know, permission, pretty much what it comes down to do stunts and such. So we'll see some flips and see some
backspins
and all that.
Yeah, their coach, Gigi, was talking about the stunt license. I think you've got to get certified to do that
stuff. That's right, certification.
Here we go, fans. We're back underway as the Penguins bring it in on the long side. Shauna Bryant throws it up to Berlinski. It's immediately stolen away by Felders. Boy, the Penguins have had no luck passing the ball, and Felders walked again. That's three times, Josh. It seems like Felders gets the ball and then just stutter jukes a little tiny bit every time.
Well, that's been PUC's problem all night. They really haven't handled the ball well, and they haven't been able to tighten up defensively in transition. They got to get back quicker, and they got to learn to pick up.
Felders steals it again, two plays in a row, and she wisely throws it to Bartlett. Bartlett now has it go between her legs, and it goes out of bounds. They give it back. It goes out off of Bartlett into the Penguin bench as Shauna Bryant fell on it. Bryant wears 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. She brings it in now to Bronner over the head of Gabby Alvaro. Bronner heaves it, and the Penguins work it all the way down low. They have to kick it back out. Here's Raquel Gomes. Long two ball. Gomes. Left side, 27 Penguins. Raquel just pounded that thing home, Josh. Such a majestic long arc on that one. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 13. The Penguins have been on, Josh, a 15-point run. And now, just as I say that, the Pioneers dump one home from the right side. That one's scored by Laura Canders. Canders right side. 20-9, DU's. Penguins have got it. Here's Bronner. Bronner down low. Check it does Kimmy. Nakamura slid the foot, Josh. 6:09. Too many steps, not enough dribbles. Four out, four in. Baskerville to Coy. Bronner stays, Wise, and Shelley. 20-9. 6:09 to go. Pioneers have it on the long side. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. They get it in. Wise playing. The Penguins playing full court pressure. Wise tips it into the front row of the grandstands, Josh. Good play by Wise, but the Pioneers maintain control. 20-9, 6:03. First half action. Oh, brother. And all the Penguins get left in the back. And Felders gets a pass, a no-look from Carla Bartlett. Pretty good play there. 20-11. D's have got it. Here's Shelley after the feed. Shelley, no bucket as it went down after Taki. But Shelley slid the feet before she hit Takoy. So they wave it off. 5:52. Wise now steals it away on the inbounds. She's running and jumping out of bounds, throws it back in the arms of Laura Canders. Gabby Alvaro's got it. Up on her feet now comes Coach Chambers. She's screaming at the refs. I think she's screaming. I'm not sure if she's screaming at the refs, Josh, or at the players.
I think he was a player that time. Okay. Who got that unlucky chewing out.
Down low, long five-footer from Tinney. Seemed long, really was only about five. Missed it deep. She's long with it. Left side, Bronner, layup. Good for two. Good play there by Bronner, Josh. No wonder Bronner gets a start.
She pretty much did it herself, Stu. Went down court, round the back, up with the layup with the left hand, pulls the and one. You can't ask for a better play from Tanny Bronner, the transfer.
I said she's a freshman, Josh, but she's a graduate student.
She is a graduate student.
All right. Well, you knew that, but you didn't correct me?
Well, you were on. I was on a roll, Stu. And I was in the middle of.
All right, then. That's the only answer I'd let you get away with. All right, fans. The free throw's good, 23-11. DU's on defense, bringing it up in transition. Devin Tinney, left side, good. 23-13, coming up on 5.
Next time I'll keep the monologue shorter, Stu.
Graduate student. I saw it. I thought it was a typo, and she was a freshman. No wonder she plays with the veteran zeal. She's a graduate student. And down in the corner now is Takoy. She drives baseline right side. Kick out. Baskerville thinking about it. Brunner, the graduate student, right side. No look. Takoy on the way. Three ball off the glass. Baskerville with the rebound. Left side, no. Wise down with it. Boxes out. Wise ran into one of them.
Foul is called against Laura Canders.
Wise will go to the line.
Melissa Wise, yet another true freshman. We've been calling these true freshmen, seems all year. Says a lot about the recruiting our coaches are doing here at Dominican University. A lot of great players, great talent. You know, it's not often in the NCAA where you see your freshman play right off the bat.
English in there along with Tangunin. Both ladies re-enter. Wise on the line. On the way. No, left side. Boxed out. Penguins don't get the rebound. Julie Ford, the point guard, picked up the rebound. Baseball pass, right side, Tangonin. Gets it down low, Ford. Ford keeps all the Penguins out at 3-on-1. Tangonin jumper, right side, hits the side of the backboard. Back up Felders, gets her own rebound. Now Shelley hauls it in. Bronner now right side. Low bounce pass, no look to Wise. Oh, Wise had a clean look, didn't take it though. She just missed it on the way up. Shelley, turnaround jumper, yes! Claire Manko with a deuce. That was large.
That is Shelly's shot. She'll turn around and drop that jumper on you any which time. It's kind of her little, it's like a jumper and a little bit of a hook at the same time. She kind of turns her body halfway, gets the shot up, rolls right in. Signature shot for Shelly Klermenko. And great play we've had from her over the years, Stu. I mean, great, great player, great athleticism.
Takoy picks up the foul, off ball, gets yanked. Sixth team foul for the Penguins. That's a first on Takoy. Inbounds, Ford's got it. No, stolen away by Janish. Janish muscles it away. Left side, Bronner back over to Kelsey. Down low, Shelley. Two ball, yes. Oh, here we go, Josh. Klermenko, as you would say, with the Jimmy. Turned around 180. Boy, that was sweet. Klermenko can get it going. Forget about it. 27-13, 3:49 to go in the first. Ford brings it up. Ford bounce pass across the middle. Coaches wanted that as a walk, but it was not called. Ford's got it. Ford's being guarded by Janish. Janish really keeping an eye on things from the veteran. Janish, Englaj gets it down low to Julie Ford. Too much glass. Running in on it, Felder bashes it into Chile the Penguin. Out of bounds, Pioneers. Wise to bring it in. Fans, if you'd like to interact with us, you can do so right now. Josh is opening up the AOL Instant Messenger. You can send us an instant message as we take this time during the timeout. You can send us an instant message on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. That's all lowercase, no spaces. DUC Radio. The messages go straight to Josh, who's sitting to my right. So please keep them clean, because Josh is only a junior, and, you know, he's not used to the foul language.
No bad language,
no
please,
bad language, please. We've got to keep them clean here in the broadcasting area. Up on the eastern wall, Josh Johnson, my lovable sidekick, is off to the right. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, bringing you Penguin basketball NC2A style. Another night at DU basketball. Penguins got stomped by the Broncos the other night. A couple nights ago, Scott Davis, the old Penguin coach, came in with his group of ladies from down south and laid a whooping on the Penguins.
Yes, they did, Stu, but DU was looking to redeem themselves in this game. But you know what? I just looked down at my schedule here, and I saw that on December 1st, we have something very, very great coming up.
You're absolutely right about that. Tell the fans.
We have a resurgence of an old rivalry between the Penguins and Holy Names University on Tuesday, December 1st, 7 o'clock p.m.
That's the one we always look for. Whenever I get a new schedule, I always zip down and look where when we play Holy Names. It's kind of like when I get a Giants schedule at the start of the year. I always look down to see when they're going to play the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing. Whenever the Penguins are going to play Holy Names, I just want to know.
It's like a local holiday.
Absolutely. It's not even a conference game anymore because Holy Names doesn't play in the conferences. Janish drives in baseline left side, can't get it to fall, it's a little deep. Rebound, Tangonin. She brings it up right side, pass it off to Bartlett. Bartlett brings it between the circles. She's got Bronner on her. Penguins getting ready to bring in five newbies in a second. Left side, Julie Ford. I shouldn't say newbies, they're freshies. They're not newbies. Now the Penguins steal it away after Janish forces the issue. Here comes the Penguins. Wise left side all alone. Wise missed it short. Oh, man, how did Wise miss that, Josh? She just tried to steer it in there. She was fouled along the way. But why should have had that thing drop? She'll see it on film and hate it.
No doubt. We don't see a lot of those types of plays out of Melissa Wise. She usually is always sure-handed, very sure-handed to make the basket, but that time, not as much. But definitely knowing her, she'll be out here ready to correct it.
Wise cans the first one, and the DUs bring in five. Bryant, Canders, check it, Bryant, Carnes, Flatten, Dunn, and Nakamura. And, of course, Wise has to stay in. Penguins couldn't have six on the court, could they? That wouldn't be fair.
No, not in American basketball.
Penguins miss.
Not in any basketball.
Wise misses the second one. American basketball, it's 5-on-5.
I think it's that way in Europe, too.
Is it? All right.
All right.
That's not positive. 2.5 to go, fam. Back underway after Wise misses the second one. Rebound, Pioneers. Foul is called against Stephanie Carnes. She picks up her first. And she held the dribbler. That was Ford. No, that wasn't Ford. That was Bartlett. So now Wise comes out, and Shauna Bryant, the 5'11 junior out of Ripon, comes in.
I love how Coach Chambers has used her entire rotation this game. I mean, we've seen just about everyone on the bench get in.
Keeping them fresh, 28-13.
Getting a lot of good looks.
2.5 to go. Bartlett on the way, missed it, taken down by Shauna Bryant. That's why you put Bryant down low. She flips it off now to Carnes. Carnes brings it up left side, good footwork. Carnes, she's up against Bartlett. No problem. Carnes isn't even looking at Bartlett. Looking right through her, Josh. And now Nakamura drifts left side. Thinking three ball. On the way. Flattened. Way right. Missed it by a mile. Balderas has it come down off the glass. Hit her in the shoulders. Penguin ball. Balderas didn't anticipate that thing missing the hoop completely, Josh, but it did. Now they're asking for a reset on the shot clock, and they get it. 2:12 to go. 28-13. Here's Nakamura on the long end. Referees looking at each other. Now they whistle. Nakamura has 5, 4. She brings it in to Carnes. Right side, Kimmy. Down low, Shauna. Shauna gets slammed into by Balderas. No whistle. I don't know how there was no whistle, Josh. But Balderas is just, boy, she can really fill up the middle. I mean, she's like a luxury player to have somebody like that down low. Now here comes Flatten, no look pass. Nakamura, three ball on the way. Air ball, back up with it is Flatten, who got flattened and ended up on the floor after she slammed into Claudia Balderas. With 1:46 to go, Josh, Flatten will go to the line.
No doubt, Alicia Flatten. I would say one of the best DU point guards we've had here in a while.
Foul is called against Gabby Alvaro, her second. Flatten knocks down that one. She'll go back to the line. 29-13.
No doubt, Stu. I think, we know, Flatten's been a little quiet at the beginning of this year, but we can, you know, pay that in part to the great supporting cast she has. I mean, a lot of great new faces on this team that's supporting her and her scoring efforts as well as defensively.
Second one is missed. Hauled in there by Stephanie Carnes. Carnes immediately throws it away. I'd say the other reason we haven't heard much out of Flatten, she got hurt badly at Sac State. She had the eyeball scratch. She picked up a concussion. She wasn't even supposed to play against the Broncos, but she just dug deep and got in there. Of course, Flatten's had a bad right knee for 3 years. Balderas out, back in there, Felder for the Pioneers. So I don't want to see Flatten overdo anything. Inbounds now. Pioneers have it on the short side. They bring it up. Engelage over to the right. She flips it off to Bartlett. Bartlett swings the arms back and forth, back and forth. 7 on the shot, 6. Here's Bartlett. Over to Engelage, thrown away. Alicia Flatten steals it right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. She brings it up across the timeline on the left side. 29-13, 1:10 to go. Here's Carnes, thinking three. Drives in herself, all the way. Carnes, two ball, yes! Great play there by Stephanie Carnes, a 5-1 freshman. With a nice layup left hand, 31-13, 55 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Bartlett. Penguins on defense, full court. Carnes stutter-stepping alongside Bartlett, who gets a shot off left side and a whistle. Foul's called against Carnes. That's her second.
Well, Carnes was playing tight defense all the way down the floor. It took her all the way from the inbound to the hoop, but a little bit too tight on that time as PUC was able to pull the foul, too. But how about the defense from DU so far. I mean, the Penguins have pretty much dominated. They've played very smart. They've dominated the rebounds especially, and
there's another one
good
for,
to see.
Another one for Bryant after the free throw is missed. Here's a long two ball now by Nakamura, and that one's good from the right corner. She had 1 foot on the line, Josh, but it was out there at about 17. 33-15, 30 seconds to go. 27 overhead. Shot clock is still a part of this thing. And now a stutter step double dribble called against Laura Canders, a 5'7 sophomore. Canders had it at midcourt, Josh, all alone and walked with it. I think the Penguin fans may have said something to her, yelled at her, took her focus off of the ball for an instant, and that's all it takes. Penguins have it now. Here's Carnes, left side flatten. Flatten holds the ball away from Engelage. Now she beats her on a 360. Shauna thinking about it. Heaves it up. Carnes thinking three ball. Not Kimmy wants to do it 12. Shot clock is off. Penguins throw it away. 9, whistle. Felders fell on it along with Dunn. And Felders going to get it back. There's still 9 seconds. Emily Dunn gets rung up. That's her second, Josh. 9th team foul committed by the Penguins, 9 committed by the Pioneers. However, there's only 9.3 seconds to go in the half, so the double bonus won't come into play. Felders will get to go to the line as Chile the Penguin is in the end zone. Chile is tapping his foot right in Felders' line, just as if Chile just wants to hurry up and see her miss this. Oh, and she does miss it, Josh. Down with it, done. 8 seconds. Over to the left side, Carnes 6. Across the middle, Carnes 4. Carnes, right side 3. On the way, Nakamura 2. 1. Air ball. Buzzer.
Oh.
That hurts. I thought the Penguins were going to nail a 3 on the buzzer, Josh. That would have been exciting. 33-15, fans. Josh and I will be back in 10 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. We'll have all the stats, all the numbers that matter. Radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. All right, fans, here we go with the second half. We'll have Josh with the stats in just a minute. But we are back underway. We kind of missed a halftime extravaganza due to several issues, but Josh will be bringing you those numbers as we go. And immediately upon bringing the ball in bounds, the Pioneers managed to throw it away, but not before it tipped off of one of the Penguins. Now the turnaround jumper by the Pioneers is no good. Clock rolls. Second half action, 33-15. Here's Gomes. Left side, Gomes. Drives the paint. Gomes buries a deuce. Now Flatten steals it. Flatten running in from midcourt, Josh. Into the paint, steals the ball away, hits the bucket, draws a foul, and lands in the Penguin cheerleaders.
That's her MO, Stu. Alicia Flatten is known for getting great steals and capitalizing with the score. That time getting the and one. Great, great play by Flatten.
Flatten's on the way, and that one's good, and she scores 3 for the Penguins. And it's 38-15. DU's on top of the visiting Pioneers from Pacific Union College. So we've got a couple of timeouts coming. And that's when Josh will get to those stats that were just brought to us, courtesy of the scoring table. Laura Canders at midcourt walks with it. She dribbled a little high as two Penguins were all up in her face. And she couldn't do anything with it. Penguins on offense now as Raquel Gomes has got it. She works it down low to Wise, thinking about it. Bronner had it. Back outside. Here's Flatten 3. Yes. Flatten all of a sudden has got it cooking, Josh. 41-15, 19:09 to go. Pioneers bring it in. Flatten again on the steal. Gets it to Bronner. Left side. Over to Wise. Off the glass. Perfect. And the Penguins won't even let the Pioneers bring the ball in, Josh. And the timeout has been called now by George Barsanis, the head coach of Pacific Union, and he's seen enough. He's seen a lot in the last minute and 5 seconds, Josh, to last just about the rest of the night. I figure you want to bring us some stats now with 18:55 to go.
No doubt about it. We always bring stats for you here on radio.dominican.edu. Right now, we're going to tell you PUC stat. Leading our team with total points right now would be Julie Ford, number 20, the point guard. Leading the DU with total points is none other than Kimmy Nakamura. You saw her pull a lot of great shots, or you heard her pull a lot of great shots here on radio.dominican.edu. And total rebounds
for PUC.
How
many there for Nakamura?
Nakamura, she had about 6 points.
And what was the shooting percentage for the Penguins versus the Pioneers?
The Penguins shot about 45% still from the floor.
That's not bad.
Not that bad at all, while PUC was shooting about 26% from the floor. So the Penguins are definitely up ahead in the stat sheet. Total defensive rebounds for the Pioneers of PUC is Vanessa Fielder. Total defensive rebounds for the Penguins is none other than Tammy Bronner. Tammy Bronner, the guard, getting down there and grabbing the board. So you got to love it here on radio.dominican.edu. Such all-around great players for both sides, but Dominican's definitely showing the upper hand, playing great, great offensive and defensive basketball.
Well, I do love it, as a matter of fact. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters tonight on radio.dominican.edu, live NC2A. Penguin basketball back underway. Pioneers in quick transition. They bring it to the other end. On the long end, after a quick inbound, Julie Ford ran as fast as she could, Josh. Sprinted to the other end, tried to slow down. Couldn't slow down with the ball in her hand. It went out of bounds. She stopped. The ball didn't stop. Oh, the Penguins work it down to Wise. On the long side, Wise up with it. Gets her own rebound. Misses it with the put back. Finger roll. Good. 45-15, Penguins, 8:30 to go. Inbounds, Ford, midcourt, heaves it down to Felders. Felders under the bucket, goes up against Baskerville and a whistle. And Michaela's going to get rung up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Stu. If the Pioneers do not find an answer to this transition offense the Penguins are running so well, it's going to be a long night. Right now it's 45-15. The DUs are up.
Foul is called against Raquel Gomes. I said it was called against Michaela, but it was Gomes. Penguins, Ford on the inbounds, short side. Ford now top of the key, slows things down between the circles. Stolen away by Gomes, flips it off to Bronner. Two on one, Bronner no look, left side flattened, back to Gomes, good. Oh boy, the double assist, one from Bronner, no look to Flatten, who then found Gomes right in the paint, everybody moving. Gomes very softly dumped it home, and now the Penguins steal it again, left side, and Flatten lays it in there, and the Penguins all of a sudden, Josh, are making this thing crazy. It's 49-15, fans, and the Penguins are going to be, very soon, they're going to be accused of dumping on. And,
well,
the Penguins,
big enough, Stu.
Well, that's right. The Penguins want it, especially after the Broncos poured it on the other night. Here's a jumper by Bronner after the Penguins bring it up. The Pioneers are huffing and puffing, Josh, and the Penguins are in total control. 49-15, everything's being made, and when it's not being made, the Penguins are making the are in perfect position. Bronner to the line after the foul was called against Julie Ford. That's her second. Bronner on the way. Bronner left side. No good. Claudia Balderas re-enters the game along with Jaleesa English. And the second one by Bronner is good, fans. Penguin cheerleaders are happy to see that happen, judging by their reaction, anyway, to that ball going down. 15 points scored so far by PUC. 5-0 by the DU. Stolen away by Wise. No, Wise. Wise got a leg up on it, so the steal doesn't count. Flatten gives her a low five.
How about the aggressive play from the DU Penguins right now, Stu? They are, and even despite the score, they're still going for the ball. They're still shooting for the steals and trying to put pressure on this PUC squad.
17 and a half to go. You're absolutely right. The Penguins have come out in the second half and just full guns, blazing. They're playing big-time defense, and they're just forcing the issue so much that Gabby Alvero now at the top of the key on the right side throws it away. The Penguins it looks like they're just playing the man-to-man, Josh, and they're just making it so tough. And now they work it down low to Baskerville all alone. Penguins, Michaela Baskerville, number 24, is just all alone under the hoop, Josh. And the Penguins worked it down zigzag style. Baskerville all alone, nobody near her, softly, delicately, with time, pours it in. And the DU's now The DU's now on defense, work it around. Julie Ford, the right side, works it down to Bartlett. Bartlett misses it. Rebound, Devin Tinney. Foul, Tinney to the line. Tinney, the only player of all 10 on the court right now with the hose all the way up under the knee pads. All the way up. On the way, yes. This one rattles home. Tinney, good shot. 52-16, fans. 16:53 to go, DU basketball. Penguin style at the Conlin Center. This one's good. Penguins now. Move it again quickly. Baskerville, same play. Right side, all alone. Great play by Bronner. With the assist, Bronner finds Baskerville. The Penguins' transition was a total of 2.5 seconds, Josh. Now PUC will work it down. Balderas has got it at the top of the key. It almost got away from her. Tinney again left side. No, taken down. Michaela. The Penguins are playing a big-time transition game, as Josh mentioned. Here's Bronner. She drives in baseline. She's not going to get anywhere against Balderas. Three ball, flattened, on the way. Alicia.
And you can't give Alicia Flatten wide open looks like that, Stu. I'm sorry. This PUC defense has to tighten up. They have to be able to pick up on the defensive end of the ball. Just to give Alicia Flatten wide open looks after she's already punished you with two threes, I don't know if that's good coaching or just not good defense.
Oh, man. Wise gets fed by Flatten perfectly after Bronner stole it. Wise missed another one on the easy layup. Josh, I'm going to say that Wise just gets too jacked. She gets, you know, it's almost like an adrenaline rush, and she can't control it when she's under the hoop. I mean, she's had, I'm going to say, three or four real easy plays for her. And there's a real easy one by Gomes. That's the one that Wise has not been able to get to drop. Gomes left side being fed by Flatten. Flatten no-looked her. Came across the middle, fired it across the paint. Gomes poured it in there. No problem, 59-17. 15 and a half to go as the Penguins get ready to move five in, and here they come. And the team that's coming off, all five that are coming off the floor right now, have been absolutely superb for the DUs. Josh, how about a little more on the stats run?
A little more on the stats. We mentioned the percentages beforehand, and I'm going to give it to you there again. We have, in terms of from the three-pointers, Pacific Union College is 0 for 4. They have not made any of their threes. But DU, 3 for 7. No. DU was 0 for 5 in the first half, but we see that has changed in this half. We had Alicia Flatten drop three back-to-back threes, so that percentage is definitely a change. Also, free throw percentage, the DUs were 3 for 7 at the line, and Pacific Union was 1 for 4 at the line, hitting only 25%. So, like I said before, Stu, the DUs are tearing it up, but let's not forget about the workhorses in this game, these people putting down the most minutes, and that is none other than Julie Ford and Tammy Bronner, as well as Kimmy Nakamura, putting in the most minutes for the DUs in the first half. So, Dominican is pretty much dominating all around, Stu. I have no complaints, no quarrels, no criticisms. They have started to score well in transition and have maintained good composure and have capitalized on the defensive mistakes and played great defense themselves.
59-17, fans. The end of the timeout has come. Thank you for those stats, Josh. Some of the guys from the men's basketball team in the house after doing their afternoon workout, stopping by to check out Penguin Lady Basketball. 15 and a half to go. Clock rolls. Penguins on defense. Stolen away, Nakamura. Penguins no longer on defense. Berlinski, left side. Bryant, stutter step. Bryant holds onto it. Back outside. Berlinski, long two ball. On the way. Missed it left. Taken down Balderas. Balderas, a six-footer, is very, very good under the hoop. I mean, she is solid. When she comes set, forget it. She can box out three Penguins at once. And she's been doing it all night. So the Penguins now. Berlinski gets called on that one. Number 13 is Berlinski. Kylie Berlinski, a 5'9 freshman. That sends Ford to the line, Julie Ford. On the way. And that is good. Shot there by Ford. 59-18. We have 15:08 to go when the clock rolls. Here's the second one. And it is short, Josh. Nothing but rim. Rebound, Tangonan. Stolen away, Taki Takoi steps on the line. Takoi had it for an instant, Josh, after she ripped it away. Boy, the Penguins are playing tough. I would not be want to be out there playing against the mighty DUs right now.
Not at all, Stu. They are pushing the tempo offensively, and defensively they're showing a lot of aggressiveness, not letting PUC get away with anything.
Yeah, you're right. They've established the tempo of the game completely. They've taken the Pioneers out of their rhythm, and the Pioneers are just struggling to maintain some sort of control of the ball. Shauna Bryant now gets in the face of Laura Canders. Canders spins 360 and then another 180, and finally Shauna hammers Candors, and that's her second, the fourth team foul for the Penguins. 14:52 to go, fans. Pioneers have the ball. They're bringing it in. They do so. They get it to Candors. She gets it down low. Stolen by Shelly Clermanco. Clermanco up in the air. Good hops. Clermanco low bounce pass Taki. Oh, almost to the end line. Takoi, though, good footwork. Stays inbounds. Flips it back outside to Nakamura. Down to Shelly. Now Shauna. Turnaround jumper. Off the glass. It falls. Whistle. Shauna Bryant, fan, 61-18. Bryant goes to the line. 14:36 to go. She'll get a chance for one more.
Not a smart play by the PUC defender. You're down by this much. You definitely don't want to send their shooters to the line. You don't want to get any more points on the opposition side as possible. You got to play smarter defensively if PUC has any hope of gaining some ground in this game, Stu.
You know, as Coach Chambers says, if you're in position, you don't have to foul. And a lot of times when the refs see a player out of position, they anticipate the foul. And I think that may be what happened against Shauna. She makes the freebie. PUC works it to the other end. Ball goes out of bounds. DUs.
That is true, Stu, what you just said. If a player is in proper position, the need to block a shot, the need to make a dramatic athletic play, sometimes, you know, is not needed. You stay in right position, you play good fundamental basketball, and let your defense do the work for you.
Julie Ford now brings it around the outside of the wheel, beyond the arc, forces the issue. Turnover, Penguin ball. 62-18. 14:16 to go. Now a whistle off ball. They want 12 on the shot clock?
They want 14-12 on the game clock.
Oh, on the game clock. All right. 26 on the shot clock. 62-18, fans. 14. Well, they get 14. Now they go 14-12. Now it rolls. Here we go. 14-08 now, left side. Penguins on it. Berlinski over to Nakamura. Low bounce pass. Shelly, turn around. Clermanco, two.
And she will drop that turnaround jumper every time, Stu. Every single time you can count on it. Shelly Clermanco, that is her signature shot. And
she has capitalized on that shot.
And you've even got my partner Josh choked up. That was such a beautiful shot as Coach Devani just came into the room. And just as the ball goes out of bounds into his hand. 13:48 to go, fans. 64-18. Shauna will bring it in on the long end. You doing all right over there?
Yes, sir.
Jesse Mazza is right behind you in case we need some help.
Jesse might have to give me the Heimlich in a little bit.
Nakamura with a perfect low bounce pass to Clermanco. Oh, Clermanco's working on the stat sheet. Oh, Clermanco's going to have a heck of a box score tomorrow morning.
Just racking them up and keep on racking them up. That's all this offense is doing, Stu. They're playing great. They're being smart, and they're getting the scores and transitions a lot off the steal.
Well, you're not. Oh, man, you're not kidding. I mean, Clermanco just stole another one. They work it down low. Takoi air ball. Takoi came in right side, had too much on it. Bartlett now brings it up. She goes forward left side, Calderas. Now stolen away again and stolen back. Taki had it ripped away from her after she swiped it by Tangonan. Left side now, Canders. And the turnaround jumper does not fall, and a whistle as a result of a travel called against Carla Bartlett. Timeout now has been called, fans, by Pacific Union with 12:55 to go. The Penguins dominating. The Penguins, Josh, are looking beautiful in the second half. And you know, and I'll tell you what, the Pioneers not playing that badly. The Penguins are just absolutely superior right now. Absolutely superior.
Well, I'm not going to let you get away with one part of that statement, Stu. I think the Pioneers need to be smarter about the way they handle and pass the ball, because the Penguins have just been able to jump the pass so quickly, getting the steals. And most of their points in this and early in the second half came off of steals and going ahead with the scoring transition. So PUC is going to have to step it up somewhat if they want to leave this game with some bit of ground. You got to gain some ground. They got to go to their shooters, and they have to be able to get the ball in the perimeter a lot more if they hope to regain this lead, because the Penguins are running full steam right now, Stu.
All right, fans, the Conlin Center is filled in rather nicely for a Wednesday night match. Penguins and the Pioneers. The next home game for the Penguin women, Tuesday, December 1st, against the arch nemesis, the arch rival, the Hawks from Holy Names, in the Conlin Center. Tuesday, December 1, 7 o'clock game, Penguin women. You want to tune in for that one. The big rivalry there. That's large. Back underway. Clock rolls, 12:54. Berlinski up. Left side, Taki. Taki with a head fake. And I don't know if the Pioneers are starting to get tired, that their pressure is not nearly what it was in the first half. Berlinski now. She just trips around. It goes off of the foot of Berlinski out of bounds. Bartlett claps the hands together, and she'll bring it in for the Pioneers. Good forcing of the issue there for the Pioneers. 66-18, though. I don't think the D's are too worried about it at this point. I mean, when the point differential is 48, Josh, I don't know if the Penguins are sweating it too much at this point. Not to say that it couldn't happen. Stranger things have happened, but not many. As the Penguins now bring four freshies up.
Coach Chambers sure is using that rotation tonight, Stu, I'm telling you. I think that is probably the biggest problem for PUC right now. They're seeing so many different looks, so many different types of players we have. They really don't know what to expect until it gets late in the game and you're down by this much. It's hard to play catch-up.
Carla Bartlett cans the first one. Check it. She deeps the first one. So the score remains 18. 16 fouls committed by the Penguins, 3 committed by the Pioneers on the way. Second one is good. And the Penguins have 5 fresh faces in there with Janish, with Dunn. Stolen away now. Penguins bring it. Back up. Good play from the right side goes Baskerville. So it's Baskerville, Janish, Dunn, Carnes, Wise, Michaela to the line, 68-19. Foul is committed by Felder. That's her first. Lacey James re-enters along with Alvaro and Ford. Bartlett to the bench. Tangonin to the bench. And another one must have gone to the bench, Josh, unless Pioneers are fielding 6, which I don't think they are. No, they're not. There's only 5.
It's only 5.
Okay. Michaela cans a second one and falling. Boy, Lacey James fell backward. I don't know what happened. I don't think anybody pushed her. She just fell down.
Just fell. But as you said before, it's only 5. Dr. Naismith says it's only 5.
Okay. I thought I was seeing 6. I wasn't sure. 69-19, fans. Penguins in control of this one by an even 50. 12 minutes to go exactly, fans, in the second half on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins now on offense. Here's a long jumper by Ford. Short, down Wise, good rebound. Oh, Wise can get up there when she needs to. Here's the runner by Carnes. She goes out to Janish. Dunn, 3 ball, deep. Air ball. Dunn, I don't like to see that, as Baskerville climbed up the back of Canders. Baskerville knocked it out of bounds. An immediate timeout. And speaking of media, with some more interesting stats, is my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, a few more stats for you guys. I brought you the top scorers. Let's bring you who was right behind them in the first half. We had Vanessa Felder right behind Julie Ford for the total points in the first half. Also, right behind the great Kimi Nakamura, you had none other than Tammy Bronner with a lot of great points. Also, don't forget about Melissa Wise and Taki Takoi. But as we said, the Lady Penguins were 45% from the floor. They didn't have any threes from the perimeter. until this second half. And they're about 3-for-7 from the line, about 42% from the line, while PUC was 25% from the line. No threes fail, and they were 26% from the floor. So DU has been leading in about every statistical category in this game, Stu, and I'm not mad at it.
No. Well, the second half is just, it's been nutty. I mean, the Penguins came out, they were making everything there for a second. I mean, everything. 69-19, obviously. Pioneers have had a lot of turnovers, though, tonight. You're right, 11:38 to go, fans. That's the end of the timeout. Julie Ford to bring it up, right side. Over to Engelage. She's out of Diamond Springs. 5'7" sophomore up there on Highway 50. 69-19 with 11.5 to go. And the foul is called against Kelsey Janish. That's her first, seventh team foul. What is the reigning sound effect, Josh?
That is the pom-poms of the cheerleaders, Stu.
Oh, is that what that is? Man, I thought Brandon was playing some sound effect overhead. I couldn't figure out where that was coming from. 11:26 to go. On the rebound. Uh-oh. Wise is down.
And you hate to see that coming from a starter you rely on, Stu, but Jesse Mazza is over there, a great trainer.
And Wise is down, fans. Mazza out on the floor along with the coach. We want something to do over here with the music, Josh. But Brandon says no music during an injury. I guess it's a sign of respect.
It is a sign of respect.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me. 69-19 is the score, fans. 11:26 to go when play resumes. Melissa Wise is down, the 5'10 freshman. She's out of Novato. She's under the hoop there, Josh, and she looks like that left knee may have been banged up pretty hard. She's talking to the coach. We'll keep an eye on Wise. You got any more of those stats over there from the first half, Josh?
I got some stats, but how about we tell them about our great student programming here?
Hey, would you mind?
I wouldn't mind at all. We have the All-Pro Sports Show on Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon, as well as Trash Talk with DJ Roxy, Mondays 3 to 4 p.m. Thanks for the music. Heads or Tails with Lady TMI, Mondays 5 to 6 p.m.
Hey, you know, I saw Lady TMI, one of our new DJs, out in the foyer at halftime.
All right, that was great. Lady TMI, I've heard the show. It's real good, real interesting. It's a different topic. Also, the Green Thumb Show, Tuesday mornings, 11 to noon, hosted by Garden Geek, Pilo's Power Hour, with my man Paulo, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 2 to 3. Also, Something Juicy, Tuesdays, 3 to 4. Battle of the Sexes with host Bonnie and Clyde, Tuesdays 4 to 6. I Love College with Green Tea, Thursdays, 4 to 5. The Feed, Thursdays 10 to 11 a.m. And Mr. Clean's Lounge, hosted by Mr. Clean, Wednesdays 1 to 2 p.m. and Fridays 3 to 4. Also, did I mention the All-Pro Sports Show?
You did, but you didn't mention the Detox.
The detox is, I believe,
that's all the way down.
I did not mention the detox.
Melissa Wise is up on her feet, fans, by the way. She's being helped off the court by the coach and Jesse Mazza. What about the detox?
The detox, hosted by Tumelo, Fridays 2 to 3, and Everyday People, hosted by DJ Wonderland, Thursdays the 5 to 6. You can all find out about these great shows, what they entail, on radio.dominican.edu. You see a good-looking picture of me and Stu? And you can listen to our recorded games and see what games are up next that we were going to broadcast here on radio.dominican.edu.
37 turnovers committed by the Pioneers. We've just been made aware of that stat by the scoring table. So,
not a good look at all.
Make of that what you will. Canders to the line after Wise leaves the court. I don't think Wise is coming back. She looked like she really hurt that left ankle is what it was. Not her knee, but her ankle. Both free throws are good. 69-21. We're coming up on 11 minutes. Janish with the layup. Janish right side. No whistle. Janish two ball. Janish. Good.
And she faced just about no defensive pressure on that, Sue. She was able to go ahead, take it to the rim easily. PUC, you got to step up and you got to limit the turnovers. I mean, that's, as you said, make of that what you will, the number of turnovers they have. But defensively, you like to see a little more out of these Pioneers.
All right, fans, 10:55 to go. And with a little play-by-play, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Okay, the ball is inbounded by PUC. The PUC defender will go on, and the ball is loose. It's Kelsey Jazz chases after it, but I believe they'll go ahead and call an out-of-bounds there. Or no, it'll be out-of-bounds on PUC. DU will have the inbound. Shauna Bryant will go ahead and inbound it to Stephanie Carnes. Carnes, the 5'1 freshman guard from Moreau Catholic High School out of Fremont. And they're asking for 25 on the shot clock as they stop play. They'll have Bryant come and inbound the ball again. She'll inbound it to Carnes once again, and Carnes will be guarded by Alvaro, another freshman guard from Riverside Secondary. I believe that says Canada, Stu. I'm not 100% sure. As the ball is inbounded, and it gives to Baskerville. Baskerville goes down low, puts up the layup, doesn't quite get it. It's rebounded by Ford. Ford will take it down court. Ford sees an opening. She goes in. She's guarded by Carnes. Blocked by Bryant, but she's fouled on the block. She'll go to the line. And that is Ford to the line right now. 71-21. About 10 and a half minutes left here in the second half. And report on Melissa Wise. It was just an ankle sprain. We thought it was something worse, but it was just an ankle sprain. We're glad it wasn't anything worse. And she looks to be all right as Ford sinks the first one for the Pioneers. Ford's rocking the black Nikes with the black Pioneers uni. This ball's put up. It's missed for the third one. The rebound is by Kelsey Jazz, who pushes the tempo down court. She'll go to Carnes. Carnes will drive inside to the paint with the finger roll. Oh, just off the tip of the rim. It's rebounded by PUC. As Ford will push the ball up again, she's playing the point guard position very aggressively tonight. She's up against Carnes. She'll drive in and is fouled once again. It's fouled by Carnes. The block, and Ford will go to the line for the second time in a row. 71-22, DU. About 10 minutes left here in the second half, and the Penguins are much in control of this matchup as Ford shoots her first one, and it is off the side, just off the right side of the rim. She'll go ahead and try for the second one. We've called her name a lot tonight, Ford, the best offensive player of this team in the first half. Go up, and she makes her second one, and the ball will be inbounded by the DUs as Carnes will take it up court. Carnes, a very fast young freshman, will pass up court to Kelsey Jazz. Kelsey Jazz pulls up for the short two, and it bounces around the rim, and it falls. 73-23, DU. About 10 minutes left here to go in the second half, and DU is much in control. Tight defense now by the DUs. The ball is passed down to Ford. Ford will go down low to the PUC defender. Ford will have it again, and double dribble by Ford. And she passed to Tinney. Tinney gave it back to Ford on the wing. Ford with the double dribble, and now coming in for PUC is Claudia Baldares. And number 24, Kay Tagonin, will come in for the PUC Pioneers as the DUs will have it. Kelsey Janice has it. She drives into the paint. Tries to go off the backboard. Doesn't quite drop. Ball's taken up court again by Bartlett. Bartlett will go down low. It's Tagonin. Tagonin will go up, pull up for the short jumper. Gets it. 73-25. It's Carnes now will take the ball up court for the DUs as Dominican gets four more of their starters ready to sub in. Coach Chambers using that whole rotation night as the ball is passed down low to Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant gets the easy layup. 75-25, DU up again with about 9 minutes here left to go. The Dominicans are dominating. As Bartlett has it, she pulls out from the two. Gets the long two. 75-27, DU's. Kevin Carnes brings it up court, passes to Michaela Baskerville. Michaela Baskerville pulls up. Baskerville doesn't quite get it. It's rebounded by Ford. Ford is fouled by Dunn. That was Emily Dunn with the push on that one, and Ford will go to the line. She's been in the line quite a lot in this game. 75-27, about 8 minutes and 47 seconds left. It's still a pretty good-sized house here in the Collins Center. Chili the Penguin is nowhere to be seen. Looks like he's taking a rest, but the Lady Penguin cheerleaders are out as the men's basketball team is getting ready for practice, and Ford misses her first free throw. And the Penguins will go ahead and sub in Taki Takoy, Alicia Flatten, Tawny Bronner, and Raquel Gomes. Out goes Dunn, Bryant, Baskerville, and Carnes. So a whole new rotation for the DUs as Dominican still leads 75-27. Ford is on the line again. She will shoot her second. And that one falls as the Pioneers bring in the sub. Gabby Alvero, the true freshman from Riverside Secondary, will replace Julie Ford. This ball's inbounded by the DUs. Oh, and it's taken back by Bartlett. Bartlett of the Pioneers. Bartlett drives in, dishes out top. Oh, and it's stolen again by Alicia Flatten as the pass to the Pioneer was intercepted. Flatten goes down low to Gomes. Gomes goes up with the easy layup. 77-28 DU. What about the play by Alicia Flatten? Great game so far as Bartlett carries the ball up court for the Pioneers. Oh, tries to pass and is intercepted once again by Janice. Janice goes to Bartlett. Janice goes to Bronner, excuse me. Bronner goes down low. She's sworn, passes down to Raquel Gomes. Gomes drops the teardrop. 79-28, the DUs are up as the Pioneers are trying to find an answer here. Bartlett has the ball. She's dribbling at the top. Bartlett again passes on low to Tagonin. Tagonin tries to pull the long jumper, and she gets it. That's 2 points for Tagonin. 79-30, DUs. As Bronner brings it up court, passes down low to Janice. Janice just muffed it. The ball is rebounded by Alvero. Alvero's carrying up. She's playing the one right now. Goes back to Bartlett. Bartlett goes down low to Balderas. Balderas, she's towering over all the DU defenders. Oh, down low again to Tagonin. Tagonin tried to have the pass down to Bartlett. Didn't go, but Tagonin is fouled, and she'll go to the line.
Well, I thought she walked with it, Josh. I can't believe she was called for the foul there.
No doubt, and that is another timeout. Taki Takoy is credited with the foul, and right now the DUs are pretty much running the table. They've played great, great offensively. Defensively, they played all right. They fouled a little bit of late, but hey, it's late in the game. 79-30, and you really can't blame them. And Chili the Penguin has emerged again from the depths of his igloo, and he's out here just hanging with the cheerleaders. Everyone's enjoying the time here in the beautiful Collins Center, and we're always reminding you to tune into our other student broadcasts as well as our great, great sportscasting exploits. On Tuesday, December 1st, 7 o'clock p.m., right here in the Collins Center, we'll be taking on the old rival, Holy Names University. Come to that game as well, and don't forget to support your men's basketball team as well. The Penguins will be back after their trip to Seattle. They're going to play a few tournaments out there. And just a reminder, for those of you who didn't get the update on the USF game, which took place Monday night in War Memorial Stadium, DU did lose. Yes, they were expected to lose, but they had a great showing, got a lot of good respect. And not to mention, the one person who demanded respect was Austin Bryant, the true freshman from Wenatchee, Washington, dropping 33 points.
Fans, if you'd like to get some information on Penguin Boosters, here it comes. Attention athletes, sports fans, and community members. We move into the NC2A era. Would you like to help the Penguins fill seats and promote DU athletics? Then consider participating by joining the Penguin Boosters. Boosters work with our sports teams on everything from fundraising to ticket sales to building hype for Penguin athletics. Boosters are a vital component to our program and represent a solid foundation for the future of Dominican athletics. To become a Penguin Booster, or for more information, please call G.G. Gillard at 415-485-3242. That's G.G. Gillard, 415-485-3242. And with more play-by-play, here's Josh Johnson.
Tagonin sucked the first, both actually, of her free throws as DU brings the ball up in transition. And Kelsey Janice, once again, the great, great, stupendous senior, drives it into the lane. gets the easy teardrop, 81-32, DU. I think that rhymes still. As there's a push on the Pioneers, and the ball will go back to the Penguins. Taki Tokoi will have the inbound, as it's been nothing but clear domination in this second half. 81-32, Tokoi with the inbound. We'll go to Bronner. Bronner will go back to Tokoi. Tokoi playing at the shooting guard position right now. Tokoi will drive it down low to Bronner. Bronner will have a straight shot towards the hoop. She shoots up top to Leisha Flatten. Pulls the trigger. Leisha Flatten gets the three ball, 84-32. The majestic stroke by Leisha Flatten. You got to love it. 84-32, 6 minutes and about 43 seconds left on the clock as the Pioneers bring the ball back up court again. And a travel once again against Vanessa Felder, the junior from Elk Grove of Rio Lindo Academy. This causes the travel as the ball will be inbounded again, and Bronner will take it up court. There's some pressure for the defender, but nothing she can't handle. Bronner shoots back. Oh, dishes out to Flatten. Flatten goes down low to Tokoi. Tokoi up under, misses the layup, bounces off the bottom of the rim. 84-32 still. As DU is now in defense. And Bartlett brings it back up. Bartlett will have the ball for Pioneers. She tries to pass down low to Tagonin. Tagonin not able to get it. As subbing out right now will be Felder and English. In now for the Pioneers is none other than Balderas. And as Balderas, I believe that's Canders who comes in for the Pioneers, as Bartlett would have the ball in the inbound, takes it out to the corner, pulls the three. 84-35, DU still up. This ball's inbounded to Flatten. Alicia Flatten is dangerous with it when it's in her hands. She goes down low under the rim to Kelsey Janice. Snuck under there, absolutely unseen. The defense had no answer for it. 86-35, and DU up once again. Seems every time the Penguins get scored on, they hit the Pioneers with something a little harder, as they're showing absolute dominance in this game. And great momentum as Bartlett tries to drive into the paint, brings the ball up court, misses. It's put up again by Balderas, misses again. It's out of bounds, and it will go to the Penguins. It's Balderas trying to go up with the put back, didn't quite get it. Bounce off the foot of Balderas, and Tony Bronner will bring it up now for the DUs. Bronner, the graduate student, new transfer here to Dominican, passes up top to Flatten. Flatten goes down low to Gomes. Gomes goes up to Janice, a little deep, but Janice is able to recover right here in front of the radio booth. Janice gets it, goes down low to Tokoi. Tokoi down low to Flatten. Flatten with the easy reverse layup, 88-35. DUs winning, about 5 minutes left here in the second half, and Dominican is showing, I can't say it enough, they're showing they're the boss. They're bossing their way around this court right now as Bartlett dribbles between three DU defenders, goes up. I thought for sure she would have took an extra step on that one, but showing her great athleticism and awareness, great body control, gets the layup, 88-37. And play is stopped for the sub and the timeout as English, Ford, and Canders come in for Pacific Union College. So Bronner had the ball inbounded. She goes. She dishes out on the perimeter to the Kelsey Janish. Kelsey Janish pulls the trigger, drops the three. She's wet right now. She is killing it, dropping three-pointer after three-pointer, 91-37.
Can the Penguins get to 100, Josh? 4.5 to go. They might do it.
No doubt about it. The Penguins might get to 100, Stu. I definitely wouldn't doubt it. I've seen them do better. As Raquel Gomes brings it up court, off the steal. She goes down low to Tokoi. Tokoi up under the rim, drops it, 93-37. The DUs go up once again. 4 minutes left to go. 100 could be quite the reality here, Stu. I don't know if the Penguins have ever scored 100 here at home, but tonight would be the night to do it. As Ford brings the ball down court for the Pioneers. Oh, Ford pulls up for the two, gets it, drops, and now the Dominican off the inbound will go deep. And I believe they called carrying on Bronner. Bronner tried to drive hard towards the rim, carrying, and DU will sub in a whole new five. New five for DU is none other than Berlinski. Carnes, Takoy, Nakamura, Klermenko, and Dunn. As DU is just relaxing here on the bench, Coach Chambers, no criticisms, no complaints. 93-39.
Well, they're just, the DUs are firing beautifully right now. I mean, everything's going in. Everything is going in.
On all cylinders, they're playing smart, and they're playing like a team. There's no individual out there right now, Stu. They're spreading around the love. They must have at least three people in double digits right now.
At least,
they're playing great ball, defensively and offensively. Pacific Union really doesn't have an answer to it. And they're doing great. 93-39, 3 minutes and 50 seconds here on radio.dominican.edu. There are four Penguins in double digits. Talk about spreading the love. They are spreading the love.
They're also they're leading by 54 points, Josh. Now, I don't know if the DUs with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go fans are going to pour it on too much more, Josh. I mean, you know, when you get this close to 100, do you want to get to 100? Do you want to see some new faces? Do you want to let some of the players shoot? What do you want to do?
Well, what it seems like Coach Chambers is doing right now, she has four freshmen on the floor with the senior Klermenko, so she's letting her freshmen get their play in. You know, let your young players get seasoned before the season really kicks off. It's kicked off already, but before you get in the midst of things and get rolling real hard, you got to get your freshmen some game experience. Get them some good work on the court, in-game experience. And that's what they have is Valderas tried to go down low. He's posted up against Shelly Klermenko, and they called the foul against Klermenko, the only upperclassman on the floor right now. Yes, you heard it right. Four freshmen on the floor for the DUs as they lead by over 50. And Valderas makes her first three. 93-40 now as the DUs still lead by 53. Valderas will go ahead and shoot her second. Banks that one as well. 93-41 as Carnes will now bring it up the court. The true freshman from Fremont, California. That's not too far from your hometown, is it, Stu?
My hometown is San Rafael, as you know. So I guess it's not that far, only about an hour.
Now Berlinski will have an hour. She'll go up top to Nakamura. Nakamura will go down to Dunn. Dunn back to Berlinski.
Oh, no.
Just off the edge of the rim, just off the tip of the rim. Berlinski tried to get the layup, didn't quite get it.
She fired a little too much juice on that thing.
A little too much juice. It was a real fast-paced play, real great. It was textbook pretty much.
Yeah, they zigzagged it, worked it down low, wide open, boom, deep.
Now Balderas once again will go to the line, and the ref is talking to the scores table saying, let me know if someone has five, just
that's
wave.
That's exactly what he said.
And now we'll go ahead and give him the boot as Baldera shoots, and she's been pretty good from the line tonight.
Very good. You're right.
She'll make her first. Score still 93-42, DU.
Baldera is one of those players, a real luxury to have on your squad. Somebody that big can fill up the middle and has a fine shooting touch.
Yes, sir, most definitely, Stu. And Balderas will sink her second as Carnes brings it up again for the DUs. Goes down low to Klermenko. Klermenko with that turnaround jumper. Oh, just missed off the tip of the rim. And it goes out of bounds off, I believe that was off a DU defender. Didn't quite see who it was, but the ball will be inbounded now to Ford. And with 3 minutes left, 93-43, the Pioneers are pretty much just playing for respect right now. They want to get some respect. They want to gain some ground on these Penguins. It's stolen away by Berlinski. Berlinski off the pass of Carnes. Berlinski goes up again with the easy layup, 95-43.
Yeah, that made up for the last one she missed. When the last one was even easier. And this one, Berlinski's so good, it was just an abnormal play, the one that she did miss.
She has definitely redeemed herself and made up for it. Great freshman. Berlinski goes up to the top of the key to Nakamura. Nakamura down low to Carnes. Carnes goes up. That is 5'1". Yeah. Stephanie Carnes going up against 6-foot-tall Claudia Balderas of the Pioneers.
Balderas on the previous sequence scored the deuce, Josh, before the Penguins turned it around. Well, Carnes goes to the line, just an update. Alicia Flatten out of the game with 17 points. Janish with 13. And Klermenko with 10.
And it is still 95-45 as Carnes is at the line. She'll go ahead and shoot and makes her second one.
And it's Raquel Gomes with 12.
46-45.
Sorry, Josh.
And Raquel Gomes, as you said, Stu, 12 points.
Yep.
As the Pioneers carry it down court, once again, 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. Pioneers just looking for a little respectability right now. And down low, once again to Felder. Felder is fouled by Emily Dunn. Not a smart play by Dunn. You got to be a little smarter, but she's a true freshman. You're going to make those mistakes. Rather you have them when you're up by this much than a close game. As she sends Felder to the line. Vanessa Felder, the junior from Elk Grove, California, standing 5'9", sporting the Nikes with the all-black PUC uni.
Josh Dunn gets ripped after five.
And that is her fifth, and Emily Dunn, as the ref said, let me know if someone has five, and that's her fifth, and she's out, but it won't make that big of a difference now. 96-45, 2 minutes left as Felder misses her first. And the second one bounces off. Oh, looked like it was rebounded by Carmenko, but Felder grabbed it. Felder put it back up again. Bounced back down, missed by Felder. She's throwing it high. Just a crazy play under the rim as Carmenko finally comes down with it. Shelly Carmenko on the topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
Fight for the rebound. As Nakamura will take it to the perimeter. Tosses cross-court to Berlinski. Berlinski makes it up. Misses. Grabbed by Shelly Carmenko. Carmenko goes up. Drops the teardrop. 98-45. And they are in cruise control.
Man,
right
oh man,
now.
Good. A lot of Felder had three rebounds and three shots on goal down there. Uh-oh.
Oh, and another steal from the DUs. Berlinski goes with the steal. Oh, she almost had it stolen away herself. She tried to pass it. The turnaround, no looker to Carnes. Was blocked away, but DU has possession once again as Carnes carries it at the top of the key. Goes to Carmenko, and once again the turnaround, Jimmy. 100-45, it's official.
Wow.
DU has scored and had their first 100-point game of the season. 100-45.
I don't remember the last time the Penguins went 100. I know I've seen the Penguin women do it, but not too often, Josh. I don't think they did it last season. I'm almost sure they didn't.
It is one of those rarities in college basketball.
Wow.
And you love it when your team hits 100. It means you got a good one going. And DU will have the ball as they carry it down. Berlinski goes to Carnes. Carnes with the no-looker down to Carmenko up under the rim. 102-45. And that's the first time the Penguins have scored 102
Holy
at home this season.
Every shot is a record at this point. 32 seconds overhead, fans. But the Penguins do eke under the clock and get the century mark.
No doubt about it.
Lacey James is re-entering the game.
Lacey James is re-entering the game for the Pioneers. 32 seconds left to go. 102-45, and you could pretty much say that the Penguins have got this one on ice.
Yeah, I'd say.
As another steal by Carnes, it bounced off the knee of Berlinski, and the coaches are screaming at the freshman to hold the ball. It gets into the hands of an upperclassman, and she's settled down, and she's holding it, and Carnes stands at the top of the court. The whole coaching staff was up on their feet. Hold the ball, just move it around.
They were afraid the Penguins were going to shoot it. These girls are on fire right now. They want to fire. It's fun to shoot when you're making everything.
And they're just moving it right now. Sean O'Brien has
it.
Goes to Carnes.
There we go.
And that's all she wrote. 102-45. The DU Penguins come on top in this one in a landslide. An absolute whooping of the Pioneers. 102-45. And the Lady Penguins are 1-1 now on the season.
Yep, we'll keep an eye on them. All right, fans, keep an eye on the website. Josh and I will be back for that game against Holy Names on 12-1, December 1st, 7 o'clock, tip-off. For the rest of the broadcast crew and Josh Johnson, Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins 102, Pioneers 45, Penguins 1-1. Great night of DU basketball right here from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. To who? Hold on, Alicia Flatten wants a shout out. Hit me up.